The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
Or Mel, as our friends
Mel.
Say. Yeah, there
That's
you go.
Right.
So yeah, we talked about that last week. Anyway, we're so excited. We have part two of our multivitamin show. And I guess I should clarify, when you say a multivitamin, you're always talking about vitamins and minerals. And then, of course, ours have antioxidants, many other things. But for all intents and purposes, people just call a multivitamin, you know, a multivitamin, even though it has, it's really about vitamins and minerals. So, but for this show, we're just going to call it a multivitamin. So there you go. This week, we are going to be talking a lot about all of the specific multis that we have. I think Melody has told me we have 16 multis and
11 unique formulas. So, yeah.
And we're coming out sometime in the near future with a teen focus multi,
it's in the works right now because we've had it requested so many times. 16 different options. And the reason why I say there's 11 unique multi formulations currently, it's because a lot of our one dailies, we actually offer two different sizes. So you have 16 choices to make there.
there you go. So it's amazing to me. We started off with one multi years ago, and I thought, along with my national sales manager, I said, oh, this is going to be a dog because the multi category was so saturated. And our multis are just so loved and respected out all across the United States. It's been a thrill just to have this ride with these multis because I just want to help people. And these really can help you. And in my opinion, everybody should be on a multi because we live in an environment where it's not the way it was 50 or 100 years ago. Your body cannot produce minerals. So you have to get it through the food supply. And we know from last week's talking point and from USDA studies that there is demineralization in the soil severe, and where you have almost an 80% reduction in certain minerals in the soil. So you can't get the nutrition out of the foods that you used to get any longer. And beyond just demineralization, now you have, you know, kinds of toxics, you have GMOs, you have all, you know, pesticides. So in my humble opinion, everybody should be on a multi. People ask me, if you're going to take one product, what would you take? This would be it.
But, and adrenal. I'm just going to throw it out there. I tell everybody adrenal.
There you go. So many things. That's a different show, though. Before we get too far into the multis, I think we should have Melody remind all of us how you can connect to us if you have questions or thoughts.
So we have one major hub, and that is cohradio.com. For those of you who've listened a long time, crossroadsofhealthradio.com will still get you there. You don't have to change your favorite if you have us added as a favorite, hopefully. But you can now use the shortcut of cohradio.com. That can link you to emeraldlabs.com, which is purely our informational page. It's our company page. It's just got good info on every single product. There's also a where to buy on there if you want to find a local health food store. Just keep in mind that no one single health food store is going to be able to carry more than 100 products that we make. We make over 100 products right now. So the only place that you're going to be able to find that is on the internet and with our web affiliate, supplements.one, and that's supplements.one. We offer exclusive savings codes for our listeners here at Crossroads of Health to be able to take advantage of getting the best prices available on the products that we feature each week. So if you're a listener, you're going to get a code today to be able to save on these multis and a few other things. Now, you can also connect with us at facebook.com/COH. Crossroads of Health is what it stands for, of course. COH Radio, Instagram at COH Radio. You can email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net, or you can leave us a message at 424-703-4150. That's a lot of information. You can find it all at cohradio.com, and you can check the archives from last week because if you missed part one, you know, we'll expound on it a little bit, but go back and listen to that show because it's got a lot of good detail that we're not going to cover again fully today.
Yes, and part one is really crucial. There's a lot of detailed scientific information there why these multis are different. But just to give you a quick review, last week we talked about the forms of the minerals, why that's so important. We are using the Albion chelates. They are the gold standard. Hands down, they are the best minerals available out there as far as absorption is concerned, which is a key issue with minerals especially. We also talked about our coenzymated Bs, methylfolate being the biggie, the biggest of those, because nearly half the population has a gene defect, either from one parent or from both, where your risk factors on things like homocysteine, schizophrenia, pregnancy issues, all those go up dramatically. And I have not seen another multi in health food stores that uses pure methylfolate in their B complex or in any of their multis. Now, that may be changing, but I will tell you, our folate, this methylfolate, it costs over $25,000 a kilo, and standard folic acid costs $100 a kilo. That's why nobody wants to use it. But it is crucial because of the genetics involved and the defects that nearly half the population has involved with folate. We also use coenzymated forms of B2, R5P is what it's called, B6, P5P, and then the methylcobalamin, the coenzymated form of the B12. The other forms, B vitamins like B1, B3A, B3, B5, Dr. Stengler, who formulates all of our products, does not feel that's really important because those are converted. He hasn't seen any conversion issues in his clinic with those B vitamins, which is why we don't use those in their coenzymated form, because it would drive the cost up unnecessarily. And then we talked about the sunflower E. These are soy-free multis, which is a big deal. Vitamin E has been made from soy for decades and decades. Now we are using just a strict sunflower-based vitamin E, which is really cool. And then the last thing was our pure whey C. This has a 12-hour blood retention time, which is very important to maintain your body's ability to fight infection. So in my opinion, what you want to do is take your multi in the morning, take the Pure Whey C as a standalone product at night. It's actually blended with RF lipoic acid, but you do that and you get 24-hour protection in your body. So that's a quick review on some of the big picture items. And I'm sure Melody will fill in some of the gaps that I might have missed there. So
Dr. Stengler and the science behind even the choices that we made with these B vitamins, because we are using the coenzymes where it's really important. And there is new genetic information coming out about the importance of a coenzymated B6. And you know, the thing is that by not necessarily, there's companies out there that will be like, we're using this, and this. And you have to also be able to understand the difference between marketing and science. And every company out there is going to say, we have the best of the best of the best. But when Rick was talking, one of the things that drives home for me, we are cutting through the issues that create conflict between marketing and science. We are giving you the things that are really essential for you. It doesn't matter what the cost of those forms are, because if they're essential, they're going to be in these formulas. But then with the other forms of nutrients, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. But rather than driving the cost of this product up unnecessarily, we're giving you these forms that are perfectly usable by your body and creating the best marriage of both worlds, to where you're getting a product that you're going to be able to use. We're keeping the product costs down for you as a consumer, but you're getting all the things that you need.
Well, and let me say something on the marketing versus science. If you have really good, tight science based in the facts, you don't need to have some great marketing. All you have to be able to do is take the message and communicate it effectively. You know, there are a lot of companies out there that have massive marketing departments where it's all about the sizzle and not about the steak. And we as a company don't do that kind of marketing. We lay the true foundation based in good science. And then all we have to do is come up with effective ways to communicate so you guys can connect the dots yourselves. So then that's why we do this. So hopefully we are communicating clearly. So between Melody and I, different people connect to us differently. That's why we're both here. And we both sort of chime in on different things, because we want to make sure you're getting it so that you can get the help that you need.
Yeah. And we can't make everything. So there's going to be times during these shows where we're talking about products and nutrients that we don't produce here. We can't make everything under the sun. but we're here to give you good information based in good science so that as a consumer, you can go into any health food store or if you purchase online, and be able to make educated choices about your nutrition to help optimize your overall wellness. That's what we're here for. We're trying to be your friends here on the radio. And Rick, it's really important to him that we produce really good products so that you can trust anything that comes from Emerald. But we also want to make sure we're just giving you good information so that you can own your own wellness.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're going to run out of time in segment one. So I'm just going to jump right into my talking point because mine's pretty quick here. So, and then Melody can pick hers up in segment two. So my talking point, I've been talking about some of the things that I've struggled with health-wise through my life. And I've talked about different things. I had an eye issue and concussions and things. I want to talk about a hemorrhoid. I've never had a hemorrhoid in my life either. And
ouch.
And I got one of those. And, you know, I started reading on it, and it's, you know, you have all these blood vessels running along your colon, and some get close to the surface, and they sort of, if you're constipated or you're pushing too hard or whatever, I'm sorry to be a little graphic, but that's the way it is. Those blood vessels can sort of balloon out like a little balloon. And well, I got one and I don't have constipation. I take our Super Cleanse morning and night and I eliminate well, but it just was one of those things, a weak spot near the exit point of the large intestine. And I will tell you, so I called Dr. Stengler, I emailed him and he said, well, there's a couple homeopathics you can take. But the thing he said, you know, get something cold and put it on that area for being helpful to you all. Epsom salt baths, keeping the area clean. I took a lot of baths and it was so helpful with the Epsom salts. So the homeopathics, the Epsom salts, and the frozen berries or peas or whatever it is, those things really help. But I had that for a matter of weeks and it was very painful and I don't ever want that again. So, but with that, we're definitely out of time for segment one. So when we come back, Melody has an interesting talking point to share with all of you. So we'll be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana, and today we're talking about part two of our multivitamins. Really, really great show, in my opinion, and Melody's opinion, everybody should be on a multivitamin.
Absolutely.
But they're not all created equal, and we're going to get further into all the specifics of each product that we have. But before we do, if you're just tuning in, we want to remind you that you can connect with us at cohradio.com, cohradio.com. That'll give you access to all the information, where you can buy the supplements, all that good stuff. And the code this week, if you're interested to get an additional, how much off, Melody?
35%
off. 35%
off,
and we'll give you all the multis and other products in addition to that. This week's code is TIPSY. Kind of like, you know, woo, tipsy, T-I-P-S-Y. And we'll tell you why, but you got to wait till the end to understand why tipsy would be the code. So anyway, but I did my talking point on the last segment, and Melody has a very interesting talking point this week.
Well, this is about, again, about the food supply. You know, in part one of the multi-show, if you missed it, go check it out. Go through the cohradio.com to go catch that. But gene editing comes to the supermarket. terrifying new foods are sneaking into your supermarket, and here's how to avoid them. So move over GMOs. A frightening new science experiment is headed to supermarkets.
Great.
Yep. Fruits, meats, salad dressings, nearly everything will be quote unquote made with this technology. It'll provide the industry with foods that grow bigger, grow faster, stay fresher longer, and of course, deliver bigger profits. But there's one thing this tech won't deliver on, a science-backed promise of safety. And here's the most terrifying part. You'll have almost no way of telling which foods are made with it. See, these foods won't be labeled, so it'll be really difficult and even downright impossible for most folks to spot. You've heard about GMOs, genetically modified organisms, lab-tweaked Frankenfoods, and how they were rushed to market without any real long-term human clinical testing. But now they've taken it even further. A new method called gene editing allows scientists to create genetic material like something in an email. You can cut out parts, paste stuff from other places, and move it all around. The example they like to tout is soybeans. They've clipped out the parts of the genes that produce trans fats. Snip, snip. Now, like magic, soybean oil is supposedly healthier. And they're not stopping there, of course. They're working on everything from cows without horns to allergy-free peanuts. That cows without horns thing just trips me out.
I'm nodding my head in disgust.
And the thing is that to some people, this may sound like a good thing. Still don't get the cows without horns part, to be sure, but especially when they claim it's safe. But all they do is run some tests to analyze the food. If the lab test shows it looks good enough or it looks like the old food, regulators often shrug and off to the supermarket it goes. It should not work that way. Nothing should be added to the diet without thorough long-term testing, because without that, you're rolling the dice with every bite. And like I said earlier, you won't even know. So there are simple ways to avoid GMOs, avoid gene-edited foods, and dodge pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and other chemicals in produce. Just go organic. By law, organics cannot be altered genetically. No genetic modification, no genetic editing, and no chemicals. You're going to pay a little bit more, but you'll get safer, more natural, and better tasting food. We talked about that last week, with higher levels of essential nutrients too. So, I mean, that's kind of scary because it's not just like one thing. Like, it's like everybody knows about, you know, concerns with certain crops, but now it's just starting to leach into all aspects of food. So really, I know organic's a more expensive way to go, but the more you can do that, the better off you'll be.
You know, I will say that Costco, I heard a year or two back, they're the largest producer or seller of organic goods because they're buying a lot of land.
Good.
So, and my wife, she gets some great organic produce, and it's so nice that all of us consumers are sort of forcing the market. So we need more people saying we want more organic so we can sort of create that paradigm shift in the marketplace. So that's really good. And by the way, I thought of the cows without horns. Think of the running of the bulls in Pamplona. If you didn't have bulls without horns, you don't have anybody, no more dam. They might get butted, and you know, but they won't actually get speared. You know, so maybe that's the whole idea, right?
Yeah. You know, there's a saying, if you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns.
Not
and
then,
you know, honestly, I think if you're messing with the bull, you kind of deserve to get the horns.
That's
but
funny.
It's interesting how as things change, it's sort of like the human condition is we kind of alter things to make them as easy as we can on ourselves. But when you get so far away from the way that God made it naturally, sometimes you just create bigger and bigger problems. So, you know, it's just be aware, be mindful as consumers when you go to the grocery store, what you're buying, when you're buying your supplements again. And that's what we're here to talk about today, is helping you guys sort of have a greater, more broad understanding of the things that you should be looking for in your multivitamins to get foundation.
And even realizing how the foods are being changed, and you don't have transparency. The supplements, that's kind of on the other side of the ledger. That's giving you the positives. And so, you know, you do the best you can with what you've got. You buy organic, the stuff you can't figure out, well, that's the way it goes. Are you never going to eat a restaurant again? Probably not. You know, but you take your supplements, and that helps. And that's what it is. I've always referred to the supplements as the countermeasures. You know, you're countering the effects of a lot of these bad things. That's really important for your body to be able to detoxify some of these things and kind of work around them biochemically. So Well, Melody and I, the way we are, we'll find out we're out of time if we don't get right into this stuff. So we're going to be talking about all the different multis today. And Melody's going to kind of spearhead this because she's really an expert. She's the person that talks to all the consumers that call in on the phone and have lots of involved questions. So I'm going to let Melody just start right off.
Well, you know, we spent a lot of time last week sort of building the foundational information about all the multis that we have. Rick kind of went over that again in the first segment, giving you guys a refresher. But, you know, as I said, we have 16 different SKUs for you to choose from when it comes to multivitamins. It's 11 unique formulas at this point. So we have our standard one daily. We have a two daily, which sort of upgrades you by adding in mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Those are all naturally sourced. And then we've got our high potency standard. Now, none of these formulas are gender specific or condition specific. These are anybody can really take these formulas as just a good solid foundational nutrition. Now, when you get to that two daily and the high potency, you're getting additionally CoQ10 as well. And then in the high potency, you're getting not just K1, but K2 as well. So there's some add-ons that you get as you get more capsules to work with, obviously. In a one daily, it's that fine balance of making sure we're giving you all these best forms of nutrients and fitting as much as possible in this one daily capsule. But when you get to that four daily, there's a little more room to work with. So you get these higher clinical levels of potency.
And let's talk just a little bit about the CoQ10 and the K2, just so people have some understanding. The CoQ10, there's two different forms of CoQ10. There's ubiquinol and ubiquinone. We use the ubiquinone, not the ubiquinol. And there's a lot of marketing on ubiquinol and why it's better and it's absorbed so much better. I can tell you ubiquinone, I have reams of research on ubiquinone because that is the original CoQ10. Ubiquinol, what happened was Japan used to be the only place where CoQ10 was manufactured. And then this is a number of years ago. They sort of, through, I think, corporate espionage, they lost the intellectual property. They had guarded the closely held secrets of how to manufacture ubiquinone. And so back then, ubiquinone was about $1,500 to $2,000 a kilo. Today, it's about $300 to $400 a kilo. And so after they lost those secrets on how to manufacture it, they came out with ubiquinol. And guess what the price is? It's about $2,000 a kilo. So they lost all that margin. So they had to come up with a different form. And my personal opinion is that's what that came out of, because they lost all that margin. So they had to gain it back. And so you have some studies on ubiquinol being absorbed better, but we have a clinical research paper done by a PhD, actually a few PhDs, I believe. And they talk about how the body readily can convert between ubiquinol and ubiquinone as needed. So it really doesn't do you any good to take the more expensive form. So we use just the straight ubiquinone because that's the original, and that's what is known to give you the protection for the heart and for energy function, all those things.
It's what all the original research was conducted on, exactly. As well. Yeah. So sometimes you produce something new. Again, marketing, there's been some studies done on it, but there's a whole heart of research on ubiquinone already existing. That's what the science was really founded in.
Exactly. And in the ubiquinone category, there is fermented ubiquinone and there is synthetic ubiquinone. The synthetic comes from tobacco leaves, something called selenosol, but it originates from tobacco leaves. That is a synthetic form, and it has a cis isomer, so an unnatural isomer in it. We only use the fermented forms of the ubiquinone because that's what's natural. So anyway, just want to let you all know, like we said, the marketing comes out of the scientific facts, not the other way around. We don't try and, you know, it's not
an answer looking for a question.
For
you
a
mean?
Question. Yeah. I feel, well, we already know what we want to have it say. So now we're going to try and fit the puzzle piece in, you know. So I'm sorry I didn't say that exactly right. But anyway, but it's, we just, everything we do starts with the science, then we go out from there. So, and then I'm sorry, in the K2 real quick, K2, very important, as Melody used this term, it's like a traffic director. It stimulates something called osteocalcin in the body. Osteocalcin tells your body to take the calcium and put it in your bones instead of laying it as arterial plaque in your arteries, because a large portion of the plaque is calcium based. So you want to make sure that it goes to the right place. So K2, very important.
I always picture like K1 and K2 as being those little guys with the orange cones, sort of like flagging in the planes, you know what I mean? Or like when you go to a concert, they're like sort of pointing you to where the parking is. So that's kind of how I picture that is functioning in the body. And it is really important. So you're going to get some unique nutrient forms in here and some things that you're not necessarily going to find in every multi out there. And that's just sort of foundationally across the board. But we do have more to talk about when it comes to things that are specific to the needs of men, to the needs of men over 45, to the needs of women, to the needs of women over 45. And then, you know, one of my favorite things to talk about, to the needs of women who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant.
But you're not going to get any of that information unless you stay tuned for segment 3. And we will be right back.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health Radio, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. You are joining us for part 2 of our multi-show. If you missed any part of this show, check into cohradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com, where you can catch the archive from last week, or you can tune in and replay the earlier parts of this week's show. But before the break, we did talk about some of the foundational information, some of the foundational nutrition that flows through all of the multis that we offer. Again, you're going to actually save 35% off on all these multis and a few other things using the code TIPSY this week at our affiliate supplements.one, that's supplements.one. But we need to dive into more information about the gender-specific, condition-specific multis. So now we're talking about the upgrades. Rick, I think you are the most qualified to talk about the men's multis, right?
Well, I am a man, so yes, I believe so. And by the way, with the code TIPSY, we're not advocating for, you know, like big drinking or anything, but you have to wait till the end to find out why, and that doesn't have to do with us. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, men's multis. Yes, this is very important. A lot of people want specific multis for their gender, for their specific needs. So we created 3 different men's multis. We have the standard men's multi, one daily, and that has extra zinc. It has been shown that men, their needs for zinc, their body stores of zinc are 8 times higher than women because there's a lot of zinc required for the prostate function. That's huge for men. So you really want that extra zinc. Very important. Then, of course, lycopene, also very important for the prostate function for men. And so we add additional lycopene in there. Lycopene is very expensive, but we wanted to have it in there so you men are getting the extra protection you need. Then the men's 45 plus, which is what I take being in my 50s now. But I've told men, some that live in more toxic environments, that I have some friends that live in Beijing, China, and they're under 45. And I said, I would just take it. Because there's nothing, it's not like you're gonna age prematurely if you take the 45 plus. It just really depends on what your needs are. But the 45 plus has the additional zinc, the additional lycopene, but then it also has additional saw palmetto. Very important for the prostate function. And then we also have additional glutathione in not just like 1 milligram, in enough a dose where it's going to be really helpful to you. And remember that glutathione is the king of antioxidants. It's very, very important, especially as we age. And then the salt palmetto, just as an incidental for, not that we're advocating for ladies taking this, but I do give my wife a separate salt palmetto, because salt palmetto actually inhibits 5-alpha reductase, which actually is involved with hair and loss of hair. So that you can do your own research on that. But salt palmetto and 5-alpha reductase enzyme, you can look that up, and they can be important for ladies also. So just as a separate issue. Then we do have the men's 45 plus 4 daily. This is the top product. This is the one that that I take, because it has higher levels of all the things, has more minerals in it. It has more of a lot of different nutrients, but it is more expensive, but it's just giving you more. So if you want the real top Cadillac product, that's the one you take. But the men's 45 plus 1 daily, or the men's, those are great, great products with all the things we talked about earlier, the methylfolate, the coenzyme A2Bs, the albion chelated minerals. All those things are common to every multi that we have. And so with that, we want to get right into the ladies. And Mel, I think you might be the appropriate one to talk about those, right?
Well, I am a lady.
There, yes. A lady. That's
I'm a
right.
lady. Yes, there's going to be certain nutrient profiles that are going to be more supportive of men's nutritional needs, and the same for women. So when you get into the women's multis, you are getting all those foundational things that we talked about earlier. But with the women's multis, you're also going to be getting higher levels of vitamin B6, some extra calcium. You know, women tend to be more susceptible to developing osteoporosis. Men can definitely get it as well, but we tend to be more susceptible to getting that thinning of our bones. And so it's more important for us to have that extra calcium. And again, with these build-ins of the K1 and K2 that you get in the various formulas, you know, we're making sure that those are going where they need to be. Now, when you get to the women's 45 plus, like Rick said, you get the addition of the L-glutathione. That's in all of our 45 plus formulas, because you need that additional antioxidant protection of that master detoxifying antioxidant that supports your liver, and then just supports your overall needs for additional antioxidants. As we get older, I will tell you that I'm not quite in that age range yet, but if I'm not pregnant, I've always taken the 45 plus multis myself. Now, what you additionally get in the 45 plus for women is you get broccoli standardized on sulforaphane. So we can get strange estrogens into our system from all different sources, from drinking from, you know, plastic water bottles. Those things can leach into our system. You know, you can get strange hormones in your body if you're not eating organic meats. All of these things wreak havoc on us. Females, I mean, hormone imbalance can really cause problems for both men and women. But we tend to sort of have lots of hormonal issues from the time that those things really activate in our systems. It's
I'm sorry, I just have to interject real quick here. Dr. Stengler, because my wife, my two daughters, and myself, we get our blood work done about every year. And hormone imbalances, Dr. Singer, when he runs blood work, he said the first thing to do is that clean up all their hormones, because their hormones are generally so screwed up because the estrogens come from pesticides, insecticides. So you get it from the produce, you get it from the meat, you get it from water bottles. It's everywhere. And this is just does wreak havoc in the woman's body. So to be able to detoxify those things is really huge. So that broccoli on the sulforaphane, the extract standardized on sulforaphane, is so important for you ladies.
Absolutely. So that's one of the reasons why I also choose the 45 plus. And I will tell you that I'm a huge fan of the 4 daily, just because that's my foundational nutrition. I take the 4 daily, but there's a lot of people out there who just want 1 daily. Just you can at least be assured that if you start your day with foundation of the 1 daily, that you're getting all these phenomenal nutrient forms in your 1 daily. So we have lots of different choices for you here. We additionally offer prenatal selections.
You know what? Before we get into that, though, I want to actually talk a little bit about the glutathione and why our glutathione, because people, I want you to understand, I don't know, people, sorry, I was going to say something else, but our listeners out there, we want you to understand that the forms of the nutrients, the K2, why we use that, the CoQ10, the differences between ubiquinone and ubiquinol, the glutathione is another one of those. We talked about all the things standard to all the formulas, but the glutathione, we use a branded ingredient called Cetria glutathione, S-E-T-R-I-A. They are not paying us to say this. We use it, again, going back to the science, because it is the best. And it is, they've done research on this for immune function. I actually take about 750 to 1,000 milligrams of this glutathione a day. It is expensive, but they did studies on immune function. But being the king of antioxidants, a lot of the standard glutathions, which come from three different amino acids, standard glutathions are a polypeptide, and it is made up from cysteine, glutamine, and glutamic acid. And those three amino acids are bonded together, which then form glutathione. There is some research that has indicated that glutathione can be broken down into its component amino acids in the stomach acid, not definitively, but it may happen, where Cetria, actually, we do know it goes into the bloodstream as glutathione. And, you know, if you're taking glutathione, it's broken down into this three original amino acids in your stomach, you're getting zip in your bloodstream. Now, to what degree, we don't know, but what we do know is Cetria is the best. It's actually a Korean company. You can look it up online. You can look at the research. Fantastic product. We use it because it's going to give you what you need, especially as you age.
Yeah, and previously to this being available in the market, you know, Dr. Stengler wouldn't even prescribe oral glutathione to his patients because it was...
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it was really questionable as to whether or not it was going to do anything for their glutathione levels in the blood. This actually has been shown in clinical studies to increase the glutathione levels in the blood, and glutathione is so essential.
I remember that. He said with his Hep C patients, people that have hepatitis C, glutathione can really help with that. But he would only do it with injection. Until they came out, Cetria, he would only do injectionable glutathione. And I had a friend that had Hep C, and he said, well, he'd have to come down to the clinic. We'd have to do injections, this whole thing. But the Cetria changed all that. So anyway, we are out of time for the third segment. But you stay tuned with us. We have a lot of really cool information on the prenatal. So we'll be right back for segment 4 of Crossroads of Health.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion, such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, and our co-host, Melody Martirana, is here too. And she's doing such a great job. And we're just happy to be with all of you. So before the break, we were talking about the men's and the women's multis. We want to get in the prenatal. But if you are just tuning in with us, we want to remind you that you can go to cohradio.com and you can view that as a hub to get access to the information on our Emerald Labs products, information on our partner, internet partner affiliate that sells all of our products every day at 10% off MSRP. And then we give you discount codes and so all that good stuff. But anyway, we're going to run out of time if we're not focused here. So Melody, you want to tell them all about the prenatal?
With the prenatal, I'm always really passionate about these products. I have two beautiful daughters. You know, I actually have had them in the time that I've been on this show, been on air, I've had a daughter who was born, and I had one who was an infant. So I've been talking about prenatal since the dawn of this show, really.
We're getting older.
Yes. So the reason why it's really, really important to, I feel, choose our prenatals is going back to that methylated folate. Now, we're using methylated B2. We're using methylated B6. Those are very important. We're using methylated B12. That's also very important. But the methylated folate is really key to healthy neural tube development. So we talked in more detail about the MTHFR gene defect issues in part one of the show. So if you missed that, go back and listen. But the summary is every one of us is born carrying two different MTHFR genes, one inherited from each of our parents. Now, there are numerous different genetic defects that you can develop with these genes or that you can be basically born with. And you're not going to be able to change that. If you have one genetic variance of this, you can have a 30% greater risk of your baby being born with a neural tube defect. If you have both of these, a different variation to both of these, you can have a 60% greater risk for the development of neural tube defect. This is very, very, very essential for women who are wanting to get pregnant because all of that development happens in those early, it's not all of it, but some of the most key development happens in those early weeks when you're not even sure if you're pregnant. So if you're even thinking about trying to get pregnant, you should be using our multis, our prenatal.
And let me just second interject here. Do not be deceived, ladies. You need to look at the sup facts on the bottle. There is a company out there. It's not a prenatal. It's a B complex. They sell the methylated folate, but it says folic acid and, in this case, the brand ingredient's name is Quattrofolic. But if it says this and that, and folic acid is in first position, it won't be on the front of the bottle. They're only going to put methylfolate on the front where the marketing panel, but on the back, you have to look because you might be thinking you're getting what you need. You're only getting 1%. You're getting 99% of the synthetic stuff that is potentially even harmful. So you've got to be really careful. Look at those sup facts before you buy.
If you have one of these gene defects, one of the side results can be that the problem is those little receptors for picking up folate, the folate receptors in the body, for some reason, they're more drawn to folic acid, which is the synthetic that they use in like these fortified foods that they use in, traditional multis. People are moving away from that, thank goodness. But what ends up happening is those little folate receptors get blocked with folic acid, which is not the preferential form. It's not the form that you get from food. And it actually keeps your body from absorbing natural folate. It clogs it up. It's sort of like where you can be in a room full of oxygen, but if there's carbon monoxide, your oxygen receptors get clogged up with carbon monoxide and you basically starve your body of oxygen. That's how that happens. This is the same thing that happens with folic acid versus folate with those folate receptors. So this is no joke when this comes to this. And I will tell you that I don't consider myself to be like a salesperson. I don't ever want anybody in my family or pool of friends to feel like I'm trying to sell them vitamins. I've never been that way. But people know that I've been doing this for a long time and I really care. So if they have questions, they usually come to me and ask me questions. I have a niece right now who's pregnant. And I said, hey, I heard your good news. And I said, what are you taking? And she sent me a picture of it. And I said, stop taking that right now. I'm sending you a bottle. Okay, I just couldn't. And I was like, I got to get my niece on a system with us. And so I sent that out to her because I'm really passionate about this. This is really, really, really important. And we want healthy babies and the best pregnancy experiences you can possibly have. There's so many different things that can go wrong during pregnancy that it's really important that you're just starting. I mean, one of the most basic things you can do is good foundational nutrition to help to eliminate at least those concerns during pregnancy.
And I will tell you, I don't think there's another prenatal that I have seen that's additive-free, formulated Dr. Stenger, uses pure methylfolate, Albion chelates, sunflower-based vitamin, all these things we've talked about over the last 2 weeks. There's nothing like this product. So I would highly recommend that you take this product if you're pregnant.
Yes.
or lactating or any of those things.
Yes, so, it's a miraculous. Yeah. I mean, this is like a whole miraculous thing, developing a baby inside of your body. There is a lot to it and there's a lot of challenges that as a mother your body has to overcome. It's an incredible experience. So just if we can give you like the best prenatal on the market, that's so important. There's some other special unique things in here as well.
And let's just, we also have a a gentle iron in here. This is another Albion mineral, but there's nothing like this iron either. Most irons I know when Julie's pregnant, she took an iron that we bought at Whole Foods that we thought it was the best I could find at the time, and it still constipated her horribly. Yes. And it's hard enough on a woman's body without having to deal with things that are unnecessary, like becoming constipated from iron. So we have a gentle iron. We also have a standalone gentle iron that you can supplement additionally, but you do want to make sure you're not overtaking iron. That's the reason we don't use iron in any of our other multis, because it can be liver toxic. It can do damage to the liver. So you want to make sure if you're taking iron that you really need it. So you got to have blood work. You got to measure your serum ferritin, your iron, blood iron levels to make sure where you're at.
Dr. Singler said that this amount that is included in here is appropriate basically universally for pregnant women. There's 25 milligrams of this Albion chelated gentle iron because your blood production is significantly higher when you have a baby. You're creating another little human life. So your blood production levels are much higher, and iron's really important for that process. We also include in there a little bit of ginger because you know what? When you're pregnant, a lot of times women have stomach sensitivity. I am very sensitive to multis in general. And I could even take this on an empty stomach when I was pregnant. I'm not saying all of you ladies are going to feel the same way, but I could. Now, we need to get to our getting to know you segment and tell you why we chose Tipsy this week to save you 35% off on all the multis, Pure Way C, the Albion chelated gentle iron, magnesium, glutathione, and CoQ10. We have a whole bunch of things on sale for you. Rick, why did we choose Tipsy?
So when I was a kid, and keep in mind, I was not particularly a good little kid in high school. So my brother and I always had rats for animals. But at some point, we got some mice, some white mice. And so my friend and I from high school, somehow my dad had some beer and we thought it would be fun to just see if they'd ever thirsty and they want to drink some beer. So I remember we had this little margarine lid, we put some beer, and they were like, oh, they like it, this is great. And so they were just drinking the beer, having a good old time. And I remember they were running around my room, and they were a little tipsy. They were going around those turns, and the little back legs were sort of rolling off to the side a little bit. So we thought that was quite humorous. But I was young, I was immature, so I don't advocate for getting animals drunk. It was just one of those childhood memories. And that's what we do. We share honestly about our past. And that was one of those things that, yes, we got the mice tipsy. So there you go.
Yes. And then they were fine afterwards. It didn't create any long lasting effects. Yes. Rick's not condoning that. He's just kind of saying, you know, I was kind of a naughty little high school kid.
There you
and
go.
I think a lot of kids are at that age, you know?
Exactly.
Now, the reason why I dive in here on Tipsy is that I remember as a kid watched a lot of Discovery Channel. I loved watching the animal shows. There were some of them that were a little shocking to me, but I remember specifically this episode on this tree, this fruiting tree out in the desert in Africa. And when the fruit would rot on the tree, the monkeys would go eat it. The elephants would go eat it. And all of these animals would just be like tipsy. They would be basically drunk off this fermented fruit. Wow. And I just thought that was the most hilarious thing as a kid. So the code Tipsy this week will get you 35% off on all the multis, Pure Way C, Gentle Iron, Albion chelated magnesium, Cetria L-glutathione, and CoQ10. We'll leave you guys a list if you go to cohradio.com. And thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yes, thank you. And remember, it's 35 in addition to the 10% you already get off. So you're pretty much getting all these things at wholesale. And join us again next time for Crossroads of Health.